brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm here in the studio in Austin. And Alex is in Dallas. And he's got some information about what's going to be happening later today. There's going to be a rally at Ferris Park. Alex, give us some more details.
Well, if you go up to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you see the live JFK Defensive First Amendment section. That's got all the live Ustream feeds when we're not just here on the radio / TV show. It's got the backup feeds. It's got the maps of where we met last night, where we're meeting this afternoon, and where we're marching at about 11:30 to 12:30, the moment of silence, down to Dealey Plaza to basically dominate the corporate whore media and make them cover that people disagree with the official story because we have the facts and we have the evidence. So that's why we're here, to defend the First Amendment and to make sure that real history gets looked at. And so, again, I know you and Ja'Kari Jackson are coming up in the next hour. You got a lot of news. Open the phones up. Cover a lot of special reports we haven't gotten to. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be down here live again, and I'll be taking calls tomorrow. Really important we do that. But, again, they were going to try to make us basically back off. They were threatening to arrest us. We left. They came to arrest me. Today it's a different story because they understand that will then backfire on them. And we're not going to try to provocateur anything or be provocative so they do arrest us. Believe me, I don't want to go to Lou Sterrick. It's a horrible jail. But at the same time, I will exercise the First Amendment, and that's just the way it is. And if they want to try to push us around, well, then they're going to have another thing coming because we are not slaves. We're not turning over our birthright, a basic freedom of assembly, and holding up signs in places like Dallas, Texas. I mean, give me a break. We have police on video saying you'll be arrested if you have signs anywhere in Dallas, and now they're backing off. And we handed out 30,000 flyers, and folks are listening everywhere to 104.1, which will be up for the next 2 days. It'll be off by Saturday afternoon when we pull up stakes and go back south down to Austin. But great job there riding shotgun for us, David Knight. I know you've got a ton of news that is coming up, but I'm here right now up on the grassy knoll right above where Kennedy got shot, and there is the ultra-bizarre, let's walk down here, there is the ultra-bizarre scene of a steamroller, of a roller, they're literally now paving over the spots where they had X's. Where Kennedy got shot. I mean, look at that down there. This is the bizarreness of when they put on one of these events, they'll even plant trees behind the president or whatever, or they'll, you know, change things. Because it's all about what suit they're wearing, what they're saying to make it look credible, even though they're lying to you. So this is the ultra-bizarre scene with the big set, with the big lights, so the mayor can get up there and try to put himself on the national scene. It is just absolutely beyond asinine. But this is going on. They have a Texas flag, an American flag, how it's patriotic to believe the official baloney story. It is asinine. This is also costing us a lot of money to put the team up here and do this. We sell great products at InfoWarsStore.com, books, videos, T-shirts. Please go to the site. Check it out. Get the ProPure promo code WATER20, 20% off. We're only going to run that another week or so because we're selling out of them. It's the lowest price anywhere. Get the iodine, the best iodine out there for my research. It's available. We've got more of that in now. And it is you funding us that allows us to have the films, the nightly news, these great reporters, these great researchers, these great people. So I just want a round of applause for the whole InfoWars team. Everybody's always thanking me, but just the InfoWars team doing a fabulous job in defiance. And they were almost arresting McAdoo last night, but she still stood firm. McBreen, everybody here. It's just absolutely fabulous. John Bound, they threatened you yesterday when you were over there, kicked you out.
Yeah, they kicked me out of up there behind the grassy knoll and right over there.
That's right. It was all on television. So that's it. We're going to come back with David Knight and more. But just be there if you can. Ferris Park, 4:30 at 5. We're going to march down and retake free speech down to Dealey Plaza. This is what it's all about. It's simple. Use your liberty muscles or you will lose them. Now, I know there's a ton of other news we haven't covered. Huge developments in Obamacare, NSA, police state, dads getting arrested trying to get their kids. Get to all that news. See how much you can cram in like it's an hour news show. And then take some calls at the bottom of the hour. I'm Alex Jones, quarterbacking from the ground. And at the command base, the Austin, Texas, Houston command base is David Knight and the rest of the crew, and they're doing a great job. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live in Austin. And we've just been talking to Alex in Dallas about the censorship that's going on there, the control of the press, the alternative press, only official press that are going to stick to the story, only people that know the mayor, the insiders, only they're going to be allowed to go to this carefully orchestrated, carefully prepared pageant there. And I don't know if we still have that shot of what they're doing to the road there. Do we still have that shot, guys? Yeah, look at that. This is live. They're in the rain, and they're paving over the road where the spot was. We have activists who have put an X on the road where Kennedy was shot. Now, they were telling people, and this is typical of the way they do this. They have a preposterous explanation as to why they've got to do this. They say that they don't want people to trip over the X. Well, the X is a piece of tape on the road. And that's typical of the kind of nonsense that people have been fed since this happened 50 years ago. This is why there is a huge movement to find out what really happened. This is why so many people don't believe the official story. It was really a seminal moment when people saw live on television the president shot dead. Everybody that was alive knows what they were doing when that happened. We also saw Oswald get shot, but we saw a cover-up. We saw lies. We saw ridiculous stories being foisted on us by the mainstream media, and they weren't really even aware of how ridiculous their stories were. Nobody believed them. Nobody's believed them. And the more we look, the less we believe them. But they think that they can lie to us, and as long as all three of the major networks would do it, that everybody would believe them and there wouldn't be any issue. But people can see through the lies, just like we're seeing through the lies that Obama is feeding us today. Just like we see behind the scandals of Benghazi, we understand what's going on with Obamacare. You can tell us that it works. You can tell us that people are signing up and inflated numbers, that tens of thousands of people are getting insurance. We don't believe that. Even if it were true, millions of people are having their insurance canceled because it's not the kind of Cadillac policy that the insurance companies want. The corporate insurance companies are dictating this thing from the get-go. People can now see that. If you're a male and you're forced to buy maternity insurance, and you're single and you don't have a wife, you're forced to buy pediatric care and you don't have children, people understand that that's a fraud being perpetrated on them by the insurance companies with the help of the government. That's why the insurance premiums are doubling, tripling, in some cases going up by a factor of 500%. And that's why the deductibles are going up. So you got people that are seeing their insurance plans go up to be the price of a new car payment or maybe the price of their home payment. And so they can't afford their mortgages. They can't afford a new car. It's taking down the economy. It is a massive transfer of wealth. Now, there's a huge socialism aspect of this, the transference of wealth. And that was by design from a lot of people from the middle class to the lower class. But that's not as much of a wealth transfer as the transfer from the middle class to the 1% of the 1% giant mega corporations, the insurance companies that are dictating this. But Alex is up in Dallas because we're not going to take this suspension of the First Amendment. We've seen this happen over and over again at political conventions. They herd everybody into these pens. They don't let anybody actually do any protesting. The First Amendment says that we have a right to peacefully assemble and redress the government for grievances. Well, people in Dallas have a grievance. We're very much aggrieved about the fact that we've been lied to for 50 years. And so he's up there taking it back, and it's very interesting that after the encounter last night, the police have now pulled back. We publicized what they did last night when they came back. They threatened to arrest Alex. They came back to find him. He had already left. They were telling people that they couldn't carry signs and they couldn't get within 75 feet of the road. And so that was publicized quite a bit. We put that all over the website. It's kind of gone viral. And so today they took a very different approach. Today what they kind of did was the way they acted in San Antonio when we had the open carry rally. They kind of pulled back. They stayed cool until everybody started to leave. And then the last few people that were there really got hassled, didn't they, Jakari? I'm joined here by Jakari Jackson.
Yes, they did, David. And I'm glad you brought that point up, because whether it's the current situation in Dallas or the situation we had in San Antonio or even the situation here in Austin at South by Southwest, when our street team was told that they couldn't hand out flyers and so forth and bumper stickers, free magazines, lo and behold, in the land of the free, when people stood up against that and came out against it, the police backed off.
Yeah.
You know, even with a bumper sticker thing. Okay, Alex, we don't want to get sued. You go out to San Antonio, you know, the police chief's sitting right there. He didn't like it. You know, he's standing right there in front of Kit with his arms folded and, you know, with the Fed standing next to him. He didn't like it, but he went through it. And we see the same situation right now going on in Dallas.
They will take targets of opportunity. If you do not stand up for your rights, they assume that you're just a passive sheep, and they will treat you like that.
And you're talking about sheep. Now, this we reported on the story last night about the police chief in Fort Worth. You know, they were pulling people over, drawing blood and saliva and all that stuff. And a lot of people weren't aware that this was a voluntary thing. Well, today the police chief, maybe if you guys can get a doc cam, he came out and apologizes for the roadblocks. You know, just because
again, first they denied that there were any roadblocks. They had nothing to do with it.
There weren't any going on to begin with. But then when it got enough press attention, people came out and said, hey, man, this isn't right. He had to come out and issue a public statement. And just doing that, just standing up against these people sometimes is enough.
That's right. You know, one of the first reports I did when I came here to InfoWars was drawing the analogy to a wild animal, to a bear. I was struck when we were back in North Carolina. We went to the mountains. The pamphlet that they handed out said, you know, do not act passively to the bears. You know, if you try to, certainly if you try to run, but even if you are kind of passive and you kind of try to walk away and be quiet, they might attack you. So if you see a bear, you wave your arms, you scream at them, you act aggressive, you throw stuff at them. That's the way the government is. The government is a predator. The government will take targets of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it will, we just saw this week when we tried to get information from the TSA. Oh, they give you the runaround. We saw it with Alex when he's trying to talk to the police. Mm-hmm. They just stand there and won't even talk to him. It's just amazing. They talk all the time about how they're public servants. They're not public servants.
Yeah, they take the day off and don't have anybody to replace them.
Absolutely. Yeah, to fill you in on the story. So Jakari and I were trying to get some information from the TSA. And we're trying to call them. We're trying to talk to the TSA public information officer. That's his job. He's there to provide information to the public. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. He wouldn't answer the phone, wouldn't return our call, so it's like, let's take the camera, we'll go down there, we'll talk to him in person. Of course, we get the runaround, several different levels. Finally, they turn us over to the Austin Airport Authority. We get two or three different people there. Finally, one guy takes it upon himself to come down and talk to us, and he was really put out that he had to come down. Now, he's a public information officer, too.
He was.
What an inconvenience that he had to come down and talk to people like us. And he would not get on camera. Demanded that we turn the camera off and dressed us down for having the audacity to ask questions of our lords and masters, to ask the public information officer to give us some information. We want to know, are you going to be putting in these detention pods in Austin? Have you got any plans to do this? Now, he told us some stuff, but I'm not going to go on the record. I'm not going to say that. Mm-hmm. He's fearful. He needs to get this stuff approved by his masters at a higher level, somebody that's high enough that they've got political connections that no matter what they say, I guess they're not going to get fired. So he wants our questions in advance, mm-hmm. and then he will pass his answers up to somebody, get approved, and talk to us.
I will give that guy the credit that he did email me after we spoke that day, and he said he passed our information on to the regional director of TSA, whoever that may be. Haven't heard anything back from them.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
That's how the cycle
that's
works.
Right. Okay.
You know, he did his due diligence in the end, but still, you know, the circle keeps spinning.
Well, and it was amazing, too, because he said it was one of their busiest days of the year because F1 was, Formula One was ending here in Austin, and everybody was leaving at once. I've been to the airport when it's been busy, and it didn't look that busy to me. It didn't look like Thanksgiving.
Remember, he said, like, yeah, this is our busiest day of the year. I was like, more than Thanksgiving, more than Christmas? Yeah. Maybe it was busy that morning, but by the time we got there, it seemed like normal airport traffic, nothing I'd never seen before.
Well, and of course,
fly that often.
The very first Thanksgiving, after they put in the naked body scanners, and everybody was going to have the opt-out protest to shut everything down, they just turned off all their procedures. They didn't pat anybody down. Mm-hmm. They turned everything on the busiest day of the year worldwide, so nationwide.
That important.
That's right. So they knew that there was no threat. They knew it at that time. They knew it at the time that they were threatening Texas. We had a bill in mid-2011 to bring criminal charges against any TSA who were sexually abusing people at the checkpoints. And that passed unanimously in the House. As it was coming up in the Senate, they got a hold of David Dewhurst, who has got a lot of connections to the CIA. He's our lieutenant governor. He worked for them for years for the CIA before he became lieutenant governor. And so they intimidated him and the people in the Senate, and they said, basically, we're going to enact a no-fly zone over Texas. We're going to shut down your airports if you mess with the TSA, mm-hmm. if you restrict them in any way whatsoever. At the same time they were doing that, an internal memo said that the TSA knew that there were no terrorist threats against airports or airplanes being planned, that the terrorists were pulling back and they were propagandizing, recruiting, and fundraising. And so they were lying to the public, telling us that they're having to do this very dangerous thing to keep us safe. They've got to destroy our liberties. Mm-hmm. They've got to fondle and handle us. They've got to treat us like slaves. But it was all a bluff.
It's all security theater. You know, I'm sure the average TSA worker is a, you know, good-hearted person who believes that they're, you know, really Team America, World Police, you know, trying to keep the world safe. But it's such, I mean, it's exactly security theater. They get the plastic badge. I'm not knocking because they wear a plastic badge.
Right.
But they have very minimal, if at all, training. They think they can read people's minds. I'm not making this stuff up. They have these naked body scanners. They're patting people down. These guys aren't, you know, trained, I don't know.
Well, it's the people at the top. It's just like what we heard from this reporter who came up and talked to Anthony Gucciardi and said, I was told by my editors to come down and do a hit piece on mm-hmm. you guys. And then he came down and he saw that what we were saying was really true, that the city of Dallas had actually enacted and was trying to enforce this ordinance saying that if you get within 75 feet of the road, then you can be arrested. You can't hold signs. It was absolutely insane, and he realized that.
That is, and I'm glad you brought that up, talking about the distance between a zone. right now in the city of Austin, well, I guess we can talk about this more on the other side, but right now in the city of Austin, they're trying to have a fast food ban, which bans any new restaurants or fast food restaurants, and I'm not a GMO guy, but from building near a school or public area where children may loiter.
Oh, there we go.
Go everywhere.
Yeah, don't worry. They're going to protect us. They're going to take away our liberties so they can make us secure. You're not free if they control you. If they control you, you're a slave. We'll be right back.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and I'm joined in studio with Jakari Jackson. And we're going to be taking your calls. The number here to call is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Call in and tell us what you think about the censorship that's going on in Dallas. Tell us what you think about the JFK assassination. But primarily we're focused on this censorship, the suppression of the First Amendment, the suppression of the right of people to peacefully assemble, to talk about what their government is doing. It's absolutely amazing. Now, one of the key figures of the JFK assassination investigation was Jim Morrison. And in 1967, he was allowed, remarkably allowed, to have a rebuttal on NBC for about a half hour talking about the ways that they had slandered his investigation, trying to get to the bottom of the shooting. And so we've got a tape here of Jim Garrison, and I want you to listen to what he says about this and see how this applies. Think about this in terms of what's going on today in Dallas.
The people of this country don't have to be protected from the truth. This country was not built on the idea that a handful of nobles, whether located in our federal agencies in Washington, D.C., or in the news agencies in New York, should decide what was good for the people to know and what they should not know. This is a totalitarian concept, which presumes that the leaders of our federal government and the men in control of the powerful press media constitute a special elite, which by virtue of their nobility and their brilliance empower them to think for the people. Personally, I would rather put my confidence in the common sense of the people of this country. The truth about the assassination of the president has been concealed from you long enough. Those forces which are fighting so hard today to tell you that they have examined the Warren report and that everything is fine and that our investigation has uncovered nothing are not merely going to lose this fight. They have already lost it.
What do you think about that, Jakari? Have things changed much?
You know, he made some very poignant points. He said, you know, if they continue to perpetrate this lie, they're going to lose. And that's what you see going on exactly right now in the city of Dallas. And it reminds me of that interview you had last night with Gerald Celente, where he's talking to, who was it, Mr. Connelly?
Governor Connelly, yeah.
Yes, and he was telling his side of the story, you know, from his point of view. And, you know, nobody believes this. The polls are out. Nobody believes this official story. They may not believe, you know, the crazy, wild conspiracy theories, but they don't believe the government's versions either.
But what it is also a kind of totalitarianism, kind of authoritarianism that's very frightening, actually.
Mm-hmm.
When I was looking at Alex trying to just interact with the police there and the way they stonewalled him and just the to me, that just smacks of an authoritarian, totalitarian regime. The fact that last night, if you watch that video of when this smiling officer from the mayor's office comes up and, you know, is all smiles and telling, well, you've got to go. We're going to arrest you. That was just incredible.
So
just incredible to say that you can't get within 75 feet of the street. That means that you can't go anywhere. You know, it's like saying you have to have a permit to be here, but I won't give you a permit. You have to have a ticket to be here, but you can't get a ticket. That's what they did to Copa.
I was talking, talking to Copa. He said we tried to file our permit a year in advance, and they wouldn't give it to us. So then we started on the day of, and then they said they were all gone.
It's straight out of a Kafka novel. Okay, it's just like Kafka going to the castle and trying to fight with this bureaucracy. It truly is a totalitarianism that is descending upon this country, and we see it over and over again. You know, 50 years ago, we saw our president assassinated. And because we haven't pulled this in, now we've got a president who is doing the assassinations.
Mm-hmm.
They were ashamed of what they had done. They knew it was wrong. They knew they could go to jail 50 years ago. So they tried to cover it up. Today, Obama, the assassinator in chief, can kill people anywhere in the world that he wants to by remote control. And he brags about it. He talks about, yeah, we kill a lot of people.
Yeah,
I'm great at killing people. So this is the way that it degenerates. And now we see that this is all coming home. We've tolerated this. In foreign countries, we've allowed them to attack people without a reason. They play the same kind of information control games, the same kind of tricks when they want to start a war. We say this, we got weapons of mass destruction. That's all these lies. They keep going back to the same playbook. They keep playing us the same way. We keep letting them do that. And now They are moving the tools of tyranny home.
And you know the thing about that, David, because you'll bring up these things about how Obama kills people, and they say, well, Bush did this or Clinton did that. I'm not saying it's right for anybody to be doing this stuff. I don't want any of these guys to have this power. Because let's say the next guy is a Republican or whoever gets in office. Do you want him to have these same powers that you granted Obama?
That's right. That's right. Well, we're going to be taking your calls. We want to know what you think about this. We want to know what you think about the intrusion of free speech. We want to know what you think about this descending darkness that's coming on America. And we're going to be also talking about what's happening with FISA, our secretive court. They're just as secretive as any of these organizations.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and joining me in the studio is Jakari Jackson. And we've been talking earlier in the show to Alex, who's in Dallas, and he's covering the censorship that's unfolding up there around the JFK anniversary of his assassination 50 years ago. That'll be happening tomorrow. There's going to be a rally tonight at Ferris Park, I believe, but the details are on InfoWars website. Do you have those details, Jakari?
No, we can have that on the main site, though.
But, yeah, that's going to be, I think, at 4 o'clock. There's going to be a meeting at Ferris Park about the next step of the protest. And it's very important that you stand up for your rights. That's why we're there. And it's very important that you support us in this operation.
We are funding this with the things that we sell here. We're very upfront about it. We don't get money from the government. We don't ask for handouts. We sell things. It's a win-win situation. We sell things that we believe that you need to protect your health, things that we use to protect our health. And we've got a 20% discount off the ProPure filters. That's going to be expiring pretty soon. I'm not sure exactly the time it's going to be expiring, but it's 20% off right now on the ProPure filters while they last. And
that's
we've
water
just got
20. Make sure you type in the promo code WATER20.
WATER20. Thank you. And we also have Survival Shield, nascent iodine, very important for your thyroid health, very important to counteract all the environmental pollution that we're exposed to, as well as radiation. Iodine is something that is very important for your to protect your thyroid. Your thyroid needs that. It absorbs that. And it protects you from absorbing harmful things that would otherwise be you would be exposed to in the environment. Now, as we're looking at what's happening in Dallas today, Jakar, I tell you, it's so much like we were just talking about what happened at the Austin airport.
Mm-hmm. What happened
also,
at the Alamo, what happens a lot of places.
Absolutely. But they just released a secretive FISA court document. Now, do the words secretive and court decisions belong in the same sentence?
No, especially with this transparent administration we have going on.
Whenever I hear that, it just makes me want to pound the desk. Secretive FISA court. This is a court that operates without any oversight. It operates without any argument back and forth. It's a single judge, no jury, no attorney representing the other side. They make these secretive decisions. We just had a shot up there for people who are watching. Put that back up again. This is the secretive court decision. Now, you notice at the top it says top secret scratched out. And then the litigants up in the top block there are blocked out. Go down to about page 5 and take a look at this. This is what this court decision actually looks like. This is nothing but giant black boxes redacted out of this now quote-unquote declassified decision. It's not declassified. It's still secret. They still redacted everything.
Radio listener, what this is a document that has one sentence on an entire page. And
yeah.
The rest of it is just one big black block.
It's not even a complete sentence. It says the government proposed to collect these categories of metadata from. End of story.
That's it.
End of story. You can't see it. So this is the theoretically released court decision. And what they say, this is, if you look down through the decision, you can see some of the information there. And what the judge is saying is that although this has been portrayed previously as technical violations, inadvertent errors, the judge says the NSA's records of compliance with these rules has been poor. Has been poor. In addition to improperly permitting access to email and internet data, intended to include information such as to, from, and BCC lines of email, the judge found that the NSA engaged in systemic over-collection. Boy, that is understatement. That is bureaucratic speech, if there ever was any. See, we've got a situation where when you allow the government to censor information, when you allow the government to openly lie to us, to feed us improbable stories, to tell us that they've got to, in this case that's going on right now in Dallas, they're paving over the road where there's a little
literally.
X in a...
They are literally steamrolling the truth about JFK.
That's right. There's an X in tape, and they don't want people to trip over this taped X,
well,
is what they're saying.
Well, the police last night, they're so concerned about people stepping into the streets. I don't think anybody's going to be standing in the street tripping over this X in the first place.
Yeah, they don't even want you there. You're not even allowed to be there. So why are they covering this up? I mean, the bottom line is that what they tell us, the justifications that they tell us, people look at this and say, are you serious? You've got an agenda. You're not being honest with us. It's an insult to our intelligence. Mm-hmm. It's an insult to the Bill of Rights, to their legal authority. They don't have any authority to do this. You know, we had 50 years ago, we had the magic bullet, okay, theory of JFK being shot. Now we've got billions of bullets. And even though we'd link to the documents and we got documentary proof, they pretend that those don't exist. We were pushed back by the Operation Mockingbird people on both sides of the media.
Realized that people weren't buying their version. So, okay, so we do have the bullets, even though we said we didn't. But now they're just for target practice. And what targets are they shooting? They're shooting targets of pregnant women and little children and old men.
That's right.
To look like your grandpa.
That's right. And the quantity of ammunition, of course, as we pointed out many times, is 20 years worth of the Iraq War at its peak. But let's talk to some of the callers that we've got here. We've got Jim in Illinois. We want to find out what you guys think about this. Jim, are you there?
Hello, Jim.
You there?
Yes. Yes, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Pleasure to talk to you guys. We've talked a couple of times. I'm fed up with it. I see it and try to tell people as much as I can. you know, that you have to say something, even if it's just to your friends, to your families. I can't stress it enough. Sometimes even myself, who's been aware of all this stuff going on for a long time, read a bunch of books on it, you're afraid sometimes of people looking at you like you're some sort of lunatic, but all they really have to do is go out in the street and, you know, take a look on what's going on. Last night I was coming home from a open jam session, and surprisingly I wasn't drinking. I'm trying to lose weight, and, you know, I saw right in the center in Mount Prospect, Illinois, and the reason I'm mentioning that is so people out in Mount Prospect can call the village and say, hey, we're spending a lot of money for these guys standing around at these checkpoints, and, you know, aren't they supposed to be fighting crime? And yet we're the criminals. I see it, so, you know, all I can do is tell you I'm with you guys, I support you 100%, and keep spreading the word.
Thank you very much. You know, it's very important not to let them intimidate you, not to let them get you fearful of being labeled as a kook, as an extremist. That has been the open technique, the open secret of what the CIA has tried to do with this from the very beginning.
And they want you to think that you're alone. You're the only person who thinks the way you do. But I'll tell you, even before I worked here at InfoWars, I had a couple of InfoWars t-shirts, and I'd go out and, oh, you know Alex Jones? Or you listen to Alex Jones?
Oh, yeah.
If you just go out there, you'll meet like-minded people. Like, they want you to think it's a minority of people. You saw the crowds, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, that are out there with Alex, the crowds that are out there when we went to the Alamo, the crowds that are out there when we went to South by South. West, Bilderberg, anywhere you go, you meet people, like-minded people, so just don't be afraid.
That's the positive side of it. But do not let them get away with this. The document has been declassified. We can actually see what the CIA was doing. They were deliberately telling people to use these pejorative terms like conspiracy theorist to shut down the truth, you know, to argue from authority, to say, I'm an authority on this. I've seen this. You can't know. Just like we saw with the Boston bombing, you know, we see the governor coming out and saying, well, we saw these guys put the bombs down. Somebody, oh, you actually saw the, well, no, I actually didn't see the videotape.
It was described to me.
It was described to me. But I'm an authority figure, so believe me. Let's go to the next person. Mike in New Hampshire. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, guys?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to talk to you about a couple quick things. You know, they might be paving over that spot in the road there. I hope somebody has the good sense to get the GPS and go right back out and put tape over it.
That's what the guy said yesterday. I can't remember the guy's name, but Alex talked to him today, and John Ballen talked to him yesterday. And he said he's been updating the spot with the tape. And he says as soon as those guys, as soon as they're done with the road construction, he's going to go right back out there and put the X in the exact same spot.
That's right. And, you know, that's a great picture of what we need to do, because they're constantly coming out and removing our freedoms, taking away our legal rights, and we have to keep reasserting them. And that's what he's done. He's kind of been the watchman on the wall taking care of this for decades. Are we going to collectively pick this up? Are people in Dallas, other people in Dallas, are they going to show up? Are they going to stand up for their rights? Or are they going to let the police intimidate them or the media intimidate them, shout them down, ridicule them? Don't be afraid of that. Stand up for that. Jeff in Texas. Thanks for calling, Mike. Jeff in Texas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you guys doing today?
Doing good. Which part of Texas are you in? Are you close enough to see? Well, you don't have to tell us. Are you close enough to get to Dallas for the events today and tomorrow?
Well, I really wanted to go there. I'm a disabled vet, and I take a lot of morphine, so I can't drive. But
I understand.
I support you guys and what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go to the gun rally at the Alamo, but I missed that. And, you know, I saw an interesting documentary the other night with Russo, the guy who directed the Trading Places on the IRS.
Aaron Russo, yes.
Yeah, and he had that documentary on the IRS, and this is kind of off topic, but it's crazy that there is no law that says you have to pay taxes on your income, but for some reason everybody does it, and
that's
it just makes no sense after watching that documentary.
And I've heard of people who are more adept in those situations. They actually don't pay taxes, and, you know, they very proficient in fighting the laws if the laws actually come after them.
Yeah, and we actually saw that documentary at InfoWars, I believe. I know we've got some Aaron Russo documentaries. I've seen them in the warehouse. And that's an important thing. You know, a lot of people won't, even if something is available on the internet, you can give them a link, you can tell them about it. If you actually physically hand them a DVD, a lot of times they'll watch it. So that's an important way to wake up your friends and neighbors, and that's what you have to do. You have to go out there, talk to people one-on-one and tell them that what's really going on. Tell them that you're not going to take this anymore. And like Jakari was saying, you meet like-minded people, that helps to reinforce the idea that you're not alone. That was a difficult thing in the early years of the Kennedy assassination, we realized that we were being lied to on television. I'm older than you, so I was around when this was happening. Okay, we realized that we were being lied to, but there wasn't the internet. There wasn't any way for people to connect with other like-minded individuals to say, yeah, that, I think that's BS too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, that was even more intimidating. We had the three networks who were reading off of the same script with Operation Mockingbird. They're all reading off the same script, telling the same official government story. Whatever the press releases are from the government, they would parrot that back and give you the same information. So everybody's like, well, all of the news sources, all three of them, are saying the same thing. Yeah. So it must be true, right?
That's the theory that you meet.
That's right.
You meet with people today.
Rick in Utah. Hey, Rick, what you got?
Hey, yeah, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Good, really good.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, actually, I had a comment. I used to be a general contractor in Dallas for 10 years. And one Saturday afternoon, we took our laser, went out there to the X, and actually shot up towards the, theoretically, the library window where the shot came from. And for just an everyday guy, that's absolutely physically impossible. You'd have to be a world-class sniper to be able to pull a shot off of actually the angle that that's at. So,
exactly.
You know, I mean, that's absolutely wrong. So, but I
have many people have done that. Many people have done that. They've gone out and shot lasers, and I believe it was Jesse Ventura on Conspiracy Theory did a mock-up of the situation. He's like, nobody could do that.
Yeah, and there was actually, there was somebody that I heard Alex interview, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he was actually an assassin, a sniper, okay? And he went to the Texas Book Depository, and of course they've marked off that corner where you can't actually look out the window, right? But he could see enough of it that it's like, he knew as a sniper where he would pick his shot. And he said, that would be the last place that you want to pick your shot because of the trees, because he's driving away from me, because there's a curve there. He said, where you'd want to shoot is where everybody says there was a shooting, which was in the front as they're coming towards you, where you've got more control. Was there something else you wanted to tell us, Rick?
Yeah, actually I did. Being from Utah, we actually started a petition here. Our fusion center up here, Utah Data Center, uses a million and a half gallons of water a day to cool that. So, we're trying to do a petition to shut down their water, for that because, we need the water. Vegas needs water. Southern California needs the water. And a million and a half gallons of water a day is a lot of water. And so I'm just asking anybody that's in Utah or anybody that's in Las Vegas, Southern California, to look up on the internet and sign our petition to shut down that water.
What's your? Do you have a website? Do you have an actual website they can find that on?
You know what we do, but I can't remember exactly what it is. But if you just Google in there petition to stop NSA water in Utah, it'll pop straight up.
You know that's a great analogy, Rick, because it's the way the government wastes all of our vital resources. You know, that people can get their head around that. They can understand that they're in Utah, you need the water. In California, you need the water. A million and a half gallons a day, that's a tremendous amount. It's the amount of electricity that they use is enough to power thousands of homes. That's what our out-of-control government is doing to us everywhere. They're impoverishing us all. They're sucking up all of the resources, whether it's financial resources, whether it's electrical power, whether it's water. They're sucking everything into Washington. It's this gigantic black hole that's taking all power. You know,
because the real terrorists are, you know, sitting around in business suits in the official government buildings.
Well, they're probably having to take a little bit more than a million and a half gallons of water right now because when it supposedly opened up, they had all the servers caught fire.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can believe that story. We can't verify that independently, and all we have is the government's word on it. So it could be a total head fake to make people think that it's not operational when it is operational. But thank you, Rick, for calling, and people look that up and try to take action against that because it is an offense to us in so many different ways. And they're spying on everybody's information, not even just Americans. It's everybody worldwide that they're recording our information, and it's not just our metadata. Even if it were just our metadata, that is not allowed under the Fourth Amendment.
Exactly.
There isn't any exception there. You know, when you look at the First Amendment, it didn't say you have the right to peacefully assemble and redress the government for grievances, except when you're within 75 feet of the street, or except when the mayor rules that it's a safety issue. There's no exception to that. They made it very plain and very straightforward because they were doing this broadly construing our rights. And that's what the Bill of Rights are about. It's
that's
constraining
like, you know,
the government.
Professors coming out, like the professor who the school a kid went to recently came out and said, we need to rewrite the Constitution. We don't need that Second Amendment anymore.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she teaches a constitutional law class from what I understand.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them out there. You know, Obama was a constitutional law professor.
No, yeah,
right?
No, okay.
So we know how that goes.
That makes it all okay.
Okay, Frank in Nebraska. Frank, have you got some information for us? An opinion?
Well, I don't know if it's information or not, but, well, I'll
well, we'll take your opinion. How's that?
All right. Well, I'll give you a stable datum that I found to be true. The purpose of a president is not to wield power, but to attract attention away from it.
Oh, yeah. I agree with
you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. 100%.
Good point.
So, you know, now the other thing is, you know, for a long time, it's been a rule of thumb for me that, you know, when you hear the official story, they're automatically lying to you, you know. Mm-hmm. And so you can pretty much say that anything the government or the news media tries to slam or slander has got to be good.
That's true, you know, but it's also when they feed you information that doesn't make any sense, you ought to be able to push back against it and say that it doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's just this recent case in the UK about this spy in a bag. You know, they found this spy padlocked from the outside in a bag in his bathtub. Now, this happened like 3 years ago, and the coroner said a year ago that she thought it was foul play, obviously, but then the Metropolitan Police and the Scotland Yard just came out and said, oh, I think he did it himself. But there were no...
Who goes through that just to kill yourself?
Who would do that?
Even if you
could get into it, you could not lock it without getting your fingerprints and DNA on the outside of the bag. And that's exactly what happened in this particular case. So when we see lies, we need to call them for what they are. We need to stand up for the truth. And we'll be right back right after this commercial.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored. And more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
When disaster strikes, what will you do when the power goes out and the gas lines go down? Do you have an emergency backup plan in place? Well, Stove in a Can needs to be part of it. Stove in a Can is portable, safe, easy to use, cooks food for hours, and boils water in minutes. Propane tanks are a hassle, and lighter fluid and gas can be dangerous. Don't wait until it's too late. Order yours today for only $29.99 at stoveinacan.com. Special bundle offers available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at stoveinacan.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined in the studio with Jakari Jackson. Now, Alex is in Dallas with most of our crew here at InfoWars, and they're fighting for everyone's right to know, everyone's right to freely speak without being controlled by the state. And that's something that we see is happening on steroids in Dallas as we come up to the 50th commemoration of the JFK assassination. And it takes a lot of money to do this, and so do yourself a favor and do us a favor. Help support this operation. Help support the operation of free speech that's going on up there and the InfoWars operation that's an ongoing operation here. We've got a special on ProPure filters, 20% off. Use Water20 to get that 20% discount while supplies last. And also we have now in stock Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, another way that you can help yourself and help the operation here by picking up these products. We're very upfront about how we get our money, and these are things that are going to be, they're very, very useful for your own health. It's something that you need to do for your family. There's certain things that we can't get the government to do, it seems like. We can't get them to take the fluoride out of the water. We can't get them to tell us exactly what's going on with GMOs, radiation. Exactly, GMOs. I mean, we're fighting on that. Now, there was just a story in Hawaii. They have enacted some legislation there to prohibit GMO there. So we do have some bright spots here and there, but overall, the large companies, there's not a lot that we can do on our own except to take these things into our own hands, right, Jakari? And
exactly
do
right.
What we need to do for our own families, you know, filter out some of the garbage. And that's really what InfoWars is about here.
Filtering
out the garbage as far as information war goes. And we're taking your calls here in the last few minutes that we've got of the show. We want to try to get through as many callers as we can. And we've got James in Florida. James? Are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. What you got?
I'm calling about freedom of speech issues. Yesterday on a radio show, Dr. James Garrow was on. I know you guys have had him on the show over there.
Mm-hmm.
His Facebook and social media posts were taken down because he reported that, let me just read you a quick line from it. Three individuals just saved 300 million lives in the past 2 weeks. They saved 90% of the population that would have been dead if Bathhouse Barry hadn't been stopped from using three nuclear devices against the American populace. Two Army generals and one Navy admiral whose duties included safeguarding oversight of nuclear arsenal. Obama ordered three nukes to be transported in a major breach of protocol and safety regulations of long standing. He wanted it now.
That's interesting because that's, we did report that there were nuclear weapons, out of Dyess Air Force Base. We had inside source there that called us, and we tried to get that out. That's why it's important to have a free press. Whether or not, we're certain of our sources. I don't know about Jim Garrow's sources. I can't speak to the veracity of that story, but we are absolutely certain of our source. And when we put that information out there, if they're planning something that is a false flag, and we know that governments have historically done this over and over and over again. Before he died, Robert McNamara did a documentary with a filmmaker, The Fog of War, and he basically confessed to war crimes. He said, if we'd lost, we would have been tried as war criminals. And he confessed to the fact that the Gulf of Tonkin was a staged event. And we know over and over again that they stage events. The way to stop it is to get the information out there. And when we blow this information out there, if it doesn't happen, we're willing to take the hit and be called paranoid conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
If we can stop something that we've got information on, we are not going to hold it back. We're not going to censor it. And it's a shame that they've taken his blog down. Thanks for telling us, James.
Before we go, the things tonight, be sure to check out tonight at 4 p.m. or not too long from now, at 4 p.m. at Ferris Plaza right there in the city of Dallas. You can meet Alex and the rest of the crew for a march. And also tomorrow, 11 a.m., be at Belo Gardens in
Dallas, Texas. That's 1014 Main Street.
So that first meeting is just an hour from now.
Right. So be sure if you're in Dallas, get down there to Ferris Park or Ferris Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.